Only that I may have got another solution to the ant problem. This one requires a certain amount of human cunning, and therefore may work, because of course that's the one thing they cannot bring to situations.
If you just joined us, we were testing this morning what ants are afeared of.
Find
they're
the
not
hole.
Part of the devil.
This one has the ring of truth about it, because I'm pretty afraid of the substance as well. Find the hole, pour some of, but not all of the bottle, of Listerine. Listerine is that strong old stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly, but so is turf.
You pour the Listerine into the hole.
Uh-huh.
The ants, of course, who are pretty tough creatures, they're not killed by initial assault, because they come out to fight you.
No.
They come out to attack you when you do. But of course, you've only poured a quarter of the Listerine into the hole. You've left with three quarters of a bottle of Listerine. Drown the buggers.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems to be the line here.
Yeah, but there's only some.
That's from Fife. Dave from Fife, sorry. No.
That's only some. You simply can't do anything. This blue tech thing isn't going to work. Not when you paid like so many grand for Entico flooring, and then people come and say, what's all those little bits of blue plasticine? Oh, well, that's to keep the ants off of it.
Yeah.
I think use nuts, and they start to
make you see people lulling bees to sleep with smoke.
I saw somebody stroking a bee yesterday. This is a fact. Down on the Kent coast yesterday, there was a woman and there was a bee on her finger.
You're afeard of our bee friends.
Well, they hurt. It's not an irrational fear. They really, really hurt you, and occasionally you hear of people dying from bee stings.
So the only thing is you flap about, by and large.
No. What does in America? Sir, not a bee, not a wasp, but a hornet, madam, came into our room. And I actually was filming at the time, and I'm going, hi there, kids. And this hornet came in, and on the film, you can see it go, run out, and then I finally turn it, a hornet. It was the size of
a dog, yeah.
No, it was
big, juicy creatures, aren't they?
Size of a spake. It was a big, big thing, huge one, and it sat in the chair, and it crossed its legs like George Foreman it was, and it broke chains in half. Put someone through, then. Wilf, what do you say? Wang?
Hello.
Wayne, it's the same way we've had the Thailand people here who went out very quietly. Wayne, where are you? Wayne, what do you want to tell us?
I ring you from Derby, Dan.
Cool, what do you want to say?
We got some ants for you. We got both red and black.
Do they fight?
Yeah, they kill each other.
No, they don't. I've tried that many afternoons, and I'm, you know, Alice, I would
more... kill red, they kill me.
I, more than anyone, was glad to see the back of the gladiator thing and everything that went with it. You know, I'd like to have seen that spectacle, but, it's over now. The Colosseum is closed. However, on slow days, I often get...
Rare rabbit.
I like to see rabbits go to the death. I've not had any success so far, but I think I can make them angry. Now, you get Brer Red Ant and Brer Black Ant, and you put them in a dish, and they just wander around the dish and occasionally raise their hats to each other, and they carry on with the day as if nothing's happened. What are you going to do?
Well, we've got, we've got both red and black. They are captive in a dish at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Separate, though.
Yeah.
We've got a piece of white paper.
Yeah.
Black circle.
Right.
And we're going to see if that works, because with the chalk earlier on...
So now you're suggesting I take a felt-tip pen to my £1,000 Amtico flooring and draw little circles on it every time I see one of them, yeah?
That's it.
Okay, let's try it. Well, you've got the circle drawn, have you?
Got it drawn.
Put a red ant in there and
put
see what happens.
Put a red ant in there.
Okay. How can you gather red ants and they sting you?
The red one's in the circle.
Okay, go on.
No, straight up to it and back.
Okay. It's not gone out?
No.
Well, maybe the width of the thing is at the moment. You'll get used to it. Hang on.
Let's have a look. We got a few more.
And so carry on with him. How's he doing?
Hang on. One more. We'll try. See if he can do it. No, they're out. Straight out.
Yeah. See, they'll just take one width. Oh, try the other end.
Try the black one?
Yeah, try the black one.
Stick the black ones in.
You haven't got a red felt tip. I mean, that'd be too good to be true, I suppose.
Black ones are in. Black ones are straight out, Dan, I'm afraid.
And they're straight out.
They all have
got house plants now.
Now, would you do something else for me? All right. Before they get too far, are you wearing shoes?
Yeah.
Take one of your shoes off.
I'll get somebody else to do this for you.
We take one of your shoes off, hold it by the toe.
Yeah.
Raise it above your head. And bring it down on the red end and let me know how it gets on.
Yeah, I think it'll die.
Yeah, well, go on.
Go on, somebody's got a whack an ant. Steph, you've got a whack an ant.
Oh, no, I can't hear this. It's too sad. Oh, look at Alan!
No,
hey, kids, if you're listening, those of you who have farms out there, that was just radio. He's not really going to kill him, Alan. Any more than anyone is going to pour Listerine down the hole. Although I'd like to see it. He's not going to execute an ant on the air, Alice. Alice, brighten up, lighten up, seriously. Seriously, otherwise we'll have to cheer you up again around the corner in the pub. And it never works.